Today she is Masechta Shabbos Daf Nun Dalad. We will begin on Daf Nun Dalad on an Aleph on the top line. We learned in the Mishnah Haruchelim Yoitzim Kavulus, that sheep may go out Kavulus. Ask the Gemara, my Kavulus, what's the definition of Kavulus? Answers says the Gemara Shemachabla Ayin Shalhem Lamata. They took the tail of the sheep and they covered up their Mokum Erva Kadesh Shaloy Alolayim Zacharim, to avoid that they should not be mated by the male animals. Because, as the Rishonim explain, they did not want that these animals should get pregnant and get weak. So, or they were nursing, and when they're nursing, they did not want the animals to get pregnant and lose their milk. Ask the Gemara, my mashma the high kovel lishna d'loy avad perihi. So where do we see, ask the Gemara, that kovel means that you're doing something to avoid having children, to avoid producing? Answers the Gemara, the Pasuk teaches us. The Pasuk teaches us that when Shlomo HaMelech was building the Beis HaMikdash, Chiram Merech Tzur provided Shlomo HaMelech with materials and he provided him with workers to help build the Beis HaMikdash. The way Shlomo paid Chiram was he gave him 20 cities in the Golem. And I saw that the Malbim explains it's not to mean that he gave him those cities on a permanent basis. Of course, he didn't give Chiram Melech Tzur 20 cities in Eretz Yisrael on a permanent basis. What it means is, says the Malbim, that he let him get the produce of these cities, the taxes from the city, but not that he gave him the cities. So Chiram sends a message to Shlomo. He was dissatisfied. And he says, Maya Orem Eila Shinosatali. What are these cities that you gave me, Ochim, my brother? V'yukarolam, and he called them Eretz Kovel Ad HaYoyim Hazeh. My Eretz Kovel. What's the definition of Eretz Kovel? Amrav Huna, Shoyba B'nei Odom Shema B'chubolim B'kesev Azov. They were very wealthy people, and they didn't want to work. So again, we see that they were wrapped up. They didn't move. Amalei Rav Yehachi Hayedeksiv V'lo Yosher Be'enov. The Pasuk says that Chiram was dissatisfied. Ask the Gemara, Neishim Chabolim B'kesev Azov, because they were wealthy people in those cities, Lo Yosher Be'enov, he was dissatisfied. Amalei In. Absolutely. Kivin Dasir Mefanki, they were wealthy, and they were lazy. Lo Yavar Avidata. So Chiram said, you gave me cities that don't really have much value to me because I can't work with those people. Reb Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, what were the cities that Shlomo HaMelech gave Chiram? Eretz Chomtum Haisa. It was a land of Chomtum. Chomtum is a type of earth with a very high salt content. And we had earlier in the Masechta, they would use that earth to preserve foods, etc. But my Karle Kovel, and why is it called Kovel? The Mistagba Kara Kavla. Because when somebody would walk on those into that ground, his feet would sink up to into the ground up to the ankle. It was ankle deep land that you sunk into, and it didn't produce any fruit. So he says the cities you gave me didn't have much value to me. We learned further in the Mishnah that the sheep may go out kavunus. Ask the Gemara, my kavunus. What's the definition of kavunus? Says the Gemara, she mechabn oisam lamilas. As soon as the animal was born, so the mother licks the wool of the animal when the animal is born. And at that point, the wool on the animal is extremely white, extremely nice. They want to keep it that way, so they wrap it up in a beged. And that's what is the definition of kavunus. Kethnan, the Torah, when it speaks in Parashas Tazria, and it speaks about, in Parashas Metzora, about the different colors of the tzaras, it speaks about seis. And the Mishnah, in Masechta and the Goyim, explains that what is the color seis? That it's white, ketzem lovin, like white wool. What does that mean? My tzemel loven. What is the white of tzemel loven? Says the Gemara. Omer Rabibi Barabai Ketzama Naki Ben Yoima. Like the wool of a newly born sheep. Shemechavnei Shalemilas. That they used to wrap up those sheep to keep the wool white for a beged that's called Milas. We find throughout Shas that it was a very expensive beged. We learned further in the Mishnah, the Izim Yosef Tzurus, that the goats could go out with the other udders tied up. And as we discussed in our previous year, in our Mishnah, we had a three-way machlokes. The Tanakhama says they're always allowed to go out with such a pouch. Rabbi Yossi says they may never go out with such a pouch. And Rabbi Yehuda says if it's to cause the milk to dry up, then they're tied well, and we're not concerned that the pouch will fall and you'll pick it up, and they could go out with such a pouch in Shabbos. But if it's just to catch the dripping milk, so it's not done so tight, and therefore it may not be done on Shabbos. So Itmar, Rav Amalok Rabbi Yehuda, this distinction that we just gave, the Shmuel Amar Halok Rabbi Yossi, that they may never go out with a pouch. Vika the Masan Labap and Nafshe, some learned the Gemara without them attributing names to their psak. Rav Amar Liyavish Mutter, if they're tied for drying up, it's Mutter. But if it's tied L'cholov, just to catch the dripping milk, it's Osir, like Rabbi Yehuda said. V'shmul Amar, Echidzeh Osir, it's Osir under all circumstances. So Tysus asks, why? What is better in the second way that Gemara explained than the first way? Isn't it better to give your opinion and attribute it to the Tana who said that? So Taisa says there was some confusion in the yeshiva who said what, which Tana said what. So if Rav and Shmuel would just say we're paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, or we're paskening like Rabbi Yossi, but we're not quite sure what Rabbi Yehuda holds, we're not quite sure what Rabbi Yossi says. Like this, they were very explicit with their opinion. I also saw that if it would have said Halach Rabbi Yehuda, maybe what he meant is that Mi'ikar Hadin, the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, but we should be Machmer. And when Shmuel says the Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, maybe it's only this Halach. We want to stress, as we learned in yesterday's Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi disagrees in many different Halachas. So Shmuel didn't want anybody to believe, if he would say Halach Rabbi Yossi, that he's passing like Rabbi Yossi in all the Shilas of the Mishnah. So that's why he was explicit that it's only in this Shilah. Vika de Masnala, but there's a different version. The other version of this Gemara is Aha. Vika de Masnala, Aha. Izim Yotzit Tzurus Liyavish, the goats may go out with a pouch tied to their udders if they're there to dry up the milk. Avloy lecholof. Meshim Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Amru, kach halacha. That indeed is the halacha. Avami meifis. Who's the one that's going to guarantee to us? Eza liyabish veza lecholof. What was the purpose of the material tied to the other? Umetach shemekirin. And because it's not, we're not able to determine, therefore Chazal said, echidzeh osur. It should be always osur. Am Shmuel, vamer, which means that technically the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but because we want to avoid any problem, that's why we say it should always be Asr. So the obvious question is, so that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. And if that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion, that you're never allowed to go out with these udders tied up, so he should have said halacha Rabbi Yossi. So Tosfos answers, that if there's going to be a place where the only reason they tie up the udders of these animals is liyabish, then Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira will say you're allowed to go out. The only time Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is machmer is in a place where they tie up the udders for both reasons. And since it's impossible to determine what was the reason the udder was tied up, so that's why Chazal said, that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, never go out that way. But if you'll be in a place where the udders are only tied up liyabish, even Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira would concur with Rabbi Yehuda that you could go out. That's why they didn't say halach Rabbi Yossi. He said halach Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Ki asa Ravin, however, says the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halach Tanakama. He filed the opinion of Tanakama that they could always walk out with their udders tied. We're not worried that they're gonna fall down and pick it up. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. When what may animal not go out? Loyetse gomel b'metultelis. A camel may not go out with metultelis. And there are many pshatim in metultelis. One pshat is what we discussed in the previous year. When an animal is carrying a load, you need to be concerned whether it's going uphill or it's going downhill. The load may slide forward or backwards. To prevent it, they put on a metultelis. Another pshat in metultelis goes back to what we discussed in yesterday's shir. It's a madas. It's the sack, is the saddle cloth that put on the animal. And the concern is it may fall off and you may come to carry it. The third pshat, another pshat that Rashi says, is that a metultelis is a small cushion that was put between the tail of the animal and the tail strap, which prevents the strap that you use around the animal from scratching, from hurting the animal's skin. So says the Mishnah, B'ma' ene yoytze, lo yoytze gomel b'tulteles, a gomel may not go out with the tulteles, v'loy okud, it may not go out tied, v'loy rogel. We'll see what okud and rogel means in the Mishnah, what type of tying. In the Gemara, the Kain Shaka Behemoth, and so too all other animals. The Sfasemis explains, why may an animal not go out? Okud and Rogel. So Sfasemis says, we have to be concerned that the string that you tie it together with will fall off, and you may come to carry it on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, Lo Yiksha Gmal Mzeb Zeb Yimshech, you're not allowed to tie the different donkeys together and walk with them. He could put ropes into his hand and pull each camel individually by its own rope. But you're not allowed to wrap the rope around your hand. Why you're not allowed to take the camels when they're tied together? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Simon Shinhei, Sifkot Mem Gimel, when you take all the animals tied together, the halacha is that it looks like you're taking them to be sold, which, as we're going to see in the Gemara, is prohibited. The Achraitim also explain, why is the Mishnah speaking specifically here about only certain animals? So the Achraitim explain, not by all animals do we use the same type of materials. Tana. Layetza agama b'metalos akshur le'bizdavai. As we learned in the Mishnah, so that's why our Mishnah is only talking about a camel, because these different things that our Mishnah discusses only were done by camels. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, Layetza agama, the Brisa says the same, Layetza agama b'metalos akshur le'bizdavai. He may not go out with the metalos that's tied to its tail, avol yotzehu m'metulteles hakshura b'zonvay u'mechtartay. If it's tied not just to its tail, but it's also tied to its hump, then it's mutter, because then it's not likely, Rashi says, to fall off. Amar Rabbi Barav Huna yotzegem m'metulteles hakshura l'bishul yosa. If the placenta, if you tied it to its placenta, again, it's not likely to get unattached, and therefore you're not worried that it's going to fall off and you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. We learned further in the Mishnah that a gomel may not go out, loy okud v'loy rogel. Amar Rav Yehuda, what does okud mean? Okud means akidas yad v'regel. You tie one of the forelegs and the hind legs together. Ka'kei k'yitzchuk ben Avram. As the Pasuk says in the Akedah, v'yakid is yitzchuk benoy, and Rashi explains that he tied the front leg and the back leg together. And why did he do that? The reason he did that was that if the animal, or here it was a person, was tied that way, the neck becomes much more exposed, and it's easier to shecht the neck. So the Gemara is saying that an okud means kakedis yad v'regel, kiyitzk ben avram, rogel shlo yokov yodav el gabiz royoy. The Mishnah says rogel means that you shouldn't take the lower leg, the front leg, and put it on and tie it to the upper part of the back leg. Lo yokov yodav achas agabiz royoy. You're tying one on top of the other, the yikshur, and tie it together, it shouldn't run away. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, Okur ishtei yidayim ishtei reglayim. Okur means that you tie the two front together, the two back together. Rogel shlo yokov yodav gabiz royoy v'yikshur. So we have here a question, a stira. What is the definition of the word okud? He started that okud means the front and the back. And here it seems to say that okud means the two front together or the two back together. Answers the Gemara, Huda mekahai tana. Rehuda has a different tana where he got his definition of okud from. Because the tanya, the Brisa says, the definition of okud means akidas yad v'regel. Oy shtay yidayim v'shtay reglayim. Rokul shlo yokov yodav gabiz royoy v'yikshur, says the Gemara. V'kati leidami, but you want to say that Rav Yehuda's position is consistent with this Tana? It really isn't. Bishlam reisha v'seifa neicha. When it's said at the reisha of this brisa that okud means akidas yad v'regel, that's exactly what Rav Yehuda said. When this brisa said rogel means shlo yokov yodav gabiz royoy v'yikshur, exactly correct. But Mitziyasa Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda said that Okud means only Okud Yad V'Regel. This Brisa says, Shtei Yadayim V'Shtei Reglayim are also included in Okud. That's not what Rabbi Yehuda said. Says the Gemara, El Dehudam Kahaitana. There's a different Brisa. What this Brisa says explicitly, Okud only means Akidas Yad V'Regel. That's the only different definition of Okud. Like Yitzchak was tied up by the Akedah. Ki Yitzchak ben Avram, Rogel shlo yokov yodoy al gabiz royoy v'yikshur. So we see clearly that Okud in this Tana, this Shitta, is the Yad v'regel, exactly what Rabbi Yehuda taught us. We learned further in the Mishnah, v'lo yikshur gemalim. You're not allowed to tie the camels together and walk with them on Shabbos. My Tama, why? It looks like you're taking them to the market, which of course in Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to sell animals on Shabbos, and it's in Issa the Rabbanan. Why is a market called a chinga? The real definition of the word chinga is a dance. Why is a market called a dance? So I saw the Rishonim explain. Because when one goes to the market, he walks around and around. And like by a dance. That's why a market is called a chinga. But there's a very, very fundamental issue that's based on this Gemara. The isser of selling an animal on Shabbos is an isser derabbanan. And here, there's a maris ayin that he's going to be over derabbanan. Says the Shach, based on this Gemara, the Shach and Simon Pei Zayin, Sif Katan Vav, that even by an Issa Rabbanon, there's a concern of Maris Ayin. Moreover, the Magen Avraham quotes the Beis Yosef. We know that whenever something is also because of Maris Ayin, it's also only because it's also even Bechadri Chadorim. It's also even when nobody could see you. Says the Magen Avraham, that's only where the Maris Ayin is on Issa Deraisa. But if the Maris Ayin is on Issa Derabbanan, then it's Osir where people could see you. But it's not Osir B'chadri Chadorim. Where did this question come up? The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that they had Cholav Shkedim. Cholav Shkedim is almond milk. But we have Parva milk. And the question, and the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Pei Zayin, is that you're not allowed to eat meat with cholav shkedim because of maris ayin, unless you leave, the Shulchan Aruch says, almonds on the table. If you leave almonds on the table, that becomes a raya to everybody that this is almond milk. Unless we live in the world that we live in, where everybody knows that there's parva milk, or if there's margarine on a table by a meat meal, everybody knows that there's margarine, which is parav, so we don't have to have a simon anymore. But where it's not so prevalent, the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch is very clear. You have to put a simon. You have to put shkedim on the table. You have to put a sign on the table that this is not butter, that it's margarine. Now the question is this halacha only apply if you're eating meat, where the isser abos b'cholov is an isser deraisa, or does it apply by chicken as well, which the isser of chicken and milk is only an isser derabbanan? So the Shach says that, and this is the psak of the Marshal, that based on our Gemara, that we see that there's an isser of maris ayin even by the rabbanan. The loch of the Shulchan Aruch is even by poultry, even though poultry is only an isser derabbanan. That's the Marshal's opinion. That's the Shach's opinion. However, the Pri Chodesh, the Ramah, and the Pri Chodesh Paskins that way are Mekel. They say when Chazal made a Gzeira, we only have the Gzeira that Chazal made. And if Chazal's Gzeira was by meat, as it says in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, we can't expand the Isser to anything else. We learned further, Ava Machnes, you could pull each animal with a rope, as long as he doesn't wind the rope around his hand. Says the Gemara, why can't he wind the rope around his hand? Amar Ravashi, lo shana lele klayim. What? There's a concern of klayim. So when we speak about klayim, there are two isurim whenever we speak about klayim. One is of klayim is that a person is not allowed to wear klayim, and the other isur is that a person is not allowed to work with two different types of animals together. So ask the Gemara, when you are concerned, when you wrap the rope around your hand, what's the concern is klayim? Ask the Gemara, what exactly is the concern? Klayim demai, what's the concern? Ilayim klayim the adam, that you carry, that you're doing klayim, that the rope, you're working together with an animal. Ask the Gemara, tnan, adam mutar im kulam, that the halacha of klayim doesn't apply when a person works together with an animal. So the concern that you're connected to the animal and that should be klayim is not a legitimate concern. Says the Gemara, el klayim the chavolim. The chavolim being around your hand may be klayim. For Tanya, that means you'll have one rope made out of wool and you have one wool made out of linen, and you wrap those both ropes around your hand. Ask the Gemara, if they're not wrapped together, if they're not sewn together, that isn't shatness. For Tanya, hatoikif tikifa achas, even if they just one stitch, it's not connected. So you have two different ropes around your hand, that isn't klayim. Answers the Gemara, loilam, we're talking about klayim the chavolam. The concern is that the two ropes are made out of two different materials. He can't gather them into your hand because he may wrap them. The concern in the Mishnah is when you wrap them and you tie them. If you only wrap them, it wouldn't be a problem. But here the concern is that you may tie them together, you may connect them, and if you're going to connect them together, there'll be shatness. And that's why you can't wrap them around your hand. So Rashi explains that Rashi asks a question, really. You're not intending to have anor from the klayim if you have these two different ropes. So why is that an issa klayim? It's a davashen miskavin. So Rashi says that it must be that this Gemara is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a davashen miskavin is asur. The Meiri says a different pshat. He says, we learned the Gemara number of times in this Masechta, when we spoke about klayim, the Gemara said that if somebody's a salesperson of garments, and the garments are klayim, he's allowed to wear them, technically, because he's not wearing them to have any hanor from. says the Meiri, only in a situation like that salesman, where it's obvious that you're not wearing it for any hanor, you're only wearing it to sample the garments that you're trying to sell, are we allowed to wear klayim if you don't have any intention to have hanor from the klayim. But in a situation where it's not obvious, even though it isn't your attention, like our Gemara, so Davar Sheni Miskaven, it still would be awesome. Says Shmuel further. Amar Shmuel, when we spoke about that you're allowed to pull camels by their leashes, Amar Shmuel, Vach lo yetzi chevel metachs yod tefach. The end of the rope can't go a tefach below his hand. Ask the Gemara, but we learned a different braisa. V'tana de Beis Shmuel, tfochayim. That's two tefachim. So what is the one tefach or two tefachim? Amar Abaya, so Abaya says, Hashtad Amar Shmuel tefach. Shmuel taught us, it's not allowed to stick out of your hand, a tefach. And the Tanit Beis Shmuel teaches us, it's a tefachayim. So what do? Shmuel, halach l'mayis oslo shminin. The way we want to understand this Gemara is that even though technically it's mutter tefachayim, if somebody comes to ask a Rav, a Shaila, he should say, don't let it stick out of your hand, a tefach. Ask the Gemara. But we still have a third brice. The brice says, as long as it's above the karka, tefach, it's good enough. Answers the Gemara, that means, the end of the rope can't stick out of your hand more than a tefach or a tfachayim. The rope between the donkey is different, the donkey and the person. As long as that rope is at least a tefach above the ground, that I don't care if it's schlepping on the ground. Continues the Mishnah. We discussed this in our previous shir. A donkey may not go out with a saddle cloth unless it's tied to it. We're concerned that it may fall. V'leibazuga may not go out with a bell. Afapishu pakuk, even though it's the clapper is taken away, it's not going to be making any noise. V'leibasulim shebetzavaroi, not with the ladder on its neck. The Gemara will explain what it was there for. V'leibritzul shebaragloi, not with a strap that's around its leg. V'enetanagoyim yotze bechutim, chickens may not go out with cords, the lower tush regleim, nor with straps on the legs. Vein as a chorim, male sheep may not go out ba'gol or shatachas al yishalhen with a wagon that's put under their tail to protect them, that the tail, which is fat and doesn't have any bone, and it's therefore heavy, and it drags on the floor, it shouldn't get scraped on the floor. Ve'ena egel, ve'ena recholim yotze chanunas, sheep may not go out chanunas. We'll explain that in the Gemara. Ve'ena yegel yotze begimoin, and a calf may not go out a gimon. Ve'le para ba'ora kupa, nor may a cow go out with the skin that they put under the udder to prevent other animals or shrotzim from nursing from this cow. Nor with a strap between its horns, as we discussed. If it's not something that the animal normally wears, it's usur to go out with that on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah concludes that Parasa Shar Belozab ben Azariah Yotze B'Tzui Shem Pein Karnel, Reb Elazar ben Azariah's cow did go out that way, Shloi B'Tzui Chachamim, and the Chachamim were not satisfied with that. My Tama, what's the reason, starts the Gemara, that a donkey may not go out with the saddle cloth when it's not tied to it? Answers the Gemara, Kramaron, like we learned in yesterday's shir, is that we're concerned that the donkey, it may fall off. And as we also discussed in yesterday's shir, that if it's there from Erev Shabbos, so it's obvious that this donkey is a cold donkey and needs this. But if it's not there from Erev Shabbos, then it isn't obvious, and therefore it's awesome. The animal may not go out with that bell, even though it's not making any sound. Why? As we discussed before, it looks like you're taking it to the market to be sold. And that was the way they used to take it to the market. And as Tosfos explains, it's not because it's a masui. It has nothing to do with masui. It has to do with the concern of marasayim. It was a type of a brace that was tied to the animal's cheek. Asked the Gemara, why would they put this brace on? Says the Gemara, if the animal has a wound, it shouldn't scratch it, it should keep it in place. They made it, they put these straps around the animal's legs that it shouldn't they shouldn't injure themselves when they were walking, that the feet should knock against, sometimes the feet knock against each other, and this prevented that from happening. They used to put these cords, these ropes around the heads of the chicken, that everybody should know whose chicken belongs to whom, and that was usur, because that's superfluous, that you're not supposed to do it on Shabbos. They used to put these straps on so to prevent that the vessel shouldn't be broken. We learned that the rams can't go out with this agola under the tail. Says the Gemara, why did they do it? As we explained in the Mishnah, they were concerned that their tail would get scraped, so they would put this under the tail to prevent them from getting scraped. Then we learned in the Mishnah that the Rechelim may not go out chanunis. Says the Gemara, Yosef of Acha bar Ula kameder of Chizda. Rav Acha bar Ula was sitting in front of Rav Chizda, Yosef ka'amar, and he explained, when they cut the wool off the sheep, they would take a compress and put it in front and put it into oil, and they would put that compress on the animal's forehead. It shouldn't get cold because it lost all its wool. So I saw that the Achronim explained, our Gemara is teaching us how the Talmidim addressed the Rebbeim. If a Talmud was sitting by a shear of a Rebbe and he had something to say, he would get up and ask for permission to say something, and when he got permission to say what he had to say, he would sit down. And that's Pshat in the Gemara. Yosef Rav Acha. Rav Acha was sitting in front of the Rav Chizda by Yashir, Rav Acha Ba'ula. He was a Talmud. He wanted to get permission from his Rebbe to say something. He got up, asked for permission, got the permission, and then sat down. So that's what the Gemara is saying. So he's saying the definition of chanunis is putting a compress on the animal's forehead that it shouldn't be cold because they just took off all the wool. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda said to Rav Acha, to his definition, you're treating the animals in such a beautiful manner. You're giving them cold compresses. Is that really the way animals are treated? And therefore, the Gemara gives a different explanation. El Yosra Papa Bashmul Kameder of Chizda, the Yosra Kamar, the Shosh Kairis Leilid, when the animal is about to give birth, Tamilay Shnei Azikin Shal Shemin, they take two compresses of oil, Omenichalai Echra Padachta, one compress is put on the forehead, Vechra Larechem, and one in the womb. Kadesh Tashamim, that the animal should remain warm. So again, Rav Nachman commented, Amalei Rav Nachman, in Kain Asa Yalta. Yalta was Rav Nachman's wife, and a woman, when she has a baby, so you want to make her as comfortable as possible. But is that the way you treat an animal? Ela Amar Rav Huna. Eitz Echad Yesh Bekar Chayam. There's a certain tree that grows overseas. V'chonon Shmoy. V'in Kisa Menichon Lai B'chotma. They bring a chip of its wood and put it into the nostril of the sheep's nose, kedeitishes atish, to cause it to sneeze, v'yapodarnei roisha, and the worms that are in its head will fall out. ask the Gemara, very understandable. But ask the Gemara, so why is it only done by females? Yochi Zacharim Nami, we should do this even by males. Answers the Gemara that by males it's not necessary to do. Kiva the manchi Zacharim Ba'adadi, since the male butt each other's heads, the male and Nephilim, they fall out anyway, they don't have to go through this process. Shim Nazira, Omer, what they used to take was Kisma the Risma, a chip of a type of this Risma wood to make the sheep sneeze. Says the Gemara, Bishlam of the Rav Huna, Hanin the Kanan, Chanunus. According to Rav Huna, we could understand the word Chanunus, because they used this Chanan wood. El Rabbanan, where does the word Chanunus come from? The other explanations, answers the Gemara, the word Chanan is from Rachmanus. Chanan Varachim. We do different things to show we have Rachmanis on this animal. We learned further in the Mishnah, Ve'ena Yegel, the calf may not go out begimon. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? My Yegel begimon, what does that mean? Am Rav Huna Banira. It's a small yoke which is used to train the calf to bend down its head. Because the animal has to constantly eat from the ground, so we want to train him to have his head bent down. Amar Blazer, my mashma the high gimmon lushn the makeuf. From where do we see that gimmon means to bend down? The ksiv halochoif ka'agmoin roishoy. You stick down your head. V'loy poro, a cow may not go out or a cooper. Why did they put it on? Answers the Gemara the Avdale, they put it on, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah. The shrotzim would try to suck out the milk from the cow, and we want to prevent that, so we have this cover over its udder. We learned that a cow may not go out with a strap between its horns. Now the Gemara goes back to what we discussed in a previous year. If we're going according to the opinion of Rav, the Rav held that whether it's there, lenoi, or whether it's there for protection, it's osur. Lanoi, we explained in our previous year, that anything that an animal normally doesn't wear is osur for it to wear on Shabbos. Lashamar, we explained in the previous year, means that it's excessive protection, and anything that's excessive protection, Rav holds it's osur. Ilashmul, and according to the opinion of Shmuel that we discussed in our previous year, the lanoi osur, that if it's being worn lenoi, it's osur l'shamer, but if it's wearing being worn l'shamer, even if it's excessive, Shmuel held it's mutter. Says the Gemara, parosu shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the animal, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's animal went out that way, and the Mishnah said, shloi b'tzai chachamim, the chachamim were unhappy. Ask the Gemara, v'chad para havalei, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah have only one cow, v'amir rav, Vamalay Amr Yehuda Marav. Trace Afe Egle have a Meiser, Belozer ben Azariah, Medvikol Shata Vishata. The Meiser that Belozer ben Azariah removed from animals on an annual basis was 12,000. That means he had at least 120,000 animals. So what's the Gemara speaking about one cow that Belozer ben Azariah had? Answers the Gemara, Tana Loy Shaloy Haisa, El Shal Shchenta Haisa. It wasn't his cow, it was his neighbor's cow. However, he saw his neighbor allowing her cow to go out that way, and he said nothing, the kras al shemai. And the Gemara now will begin speaking about this halacha, about telling somebody, if you see something, you have to say something. Says the Gemara, Rav Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chaviv, and Masno. Bekul say the Demoid, says the Gemara, whenever we have this group of Tamid Chamim and say the Demoid, whenever you have this group, remove Rabbi Yochanan from the group, or mile Rabbi Yonasan, and put Rabbi Yonasan into the group instead. To teach us, whoever can give Musr to people from his family, and he doesn't, he's punished as if he did the Aveira. On the people of a city, if you could say something and stop them from doing an Aveira, and you don't, Nitvas alan she'ira. B'chol olam kulay. If you have the ability to do so for the whole world and you don't, nitvas akol olam kulay. Rashi and the Gemara Masechet Shavuos explains, because kol Yisrael are ravens, we're all responsible to prevent somebody else from doing an Aveira. The Rabbeinu Yoina has a different approach. He says, the Torah says, "Uvi arta harami kibecha." We have an obligation to make sure that something wrong doesn't happen. So we see this happening, "Uvi arta harami kibecha." Omra Papa, v'hani debei Resh Galusa, nitvasa kule alma. The people from Resh Galusa, who had tremendous influence, he has the ability to stop the whole world from doing Aveira. And if he doesn't, he's held responsible. The pasuk says, Hashem b'mishpit yovoy im ziknei amoy v'skarav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to mishpit with the ziknei amoy v'skarav. And the question of Sorochato, if the Sorim did an Aveira, Zakenim Achotu, why should they be held responsible? Says the Gemara, Eimal Zakenim, the issue is that the Zakenim didn't Shleimicha b'Sorim. So as we get into the Sugya, we'll discuss it more, Mitzvah Shem, in tomorrow's Shir. Our Gemara is teaching us that a person has responsibility to stop people from doing Averis. So I saw that the Mishnah Berura in Hilcha, the Mishnah Berura teaches us a very important halacha. The Mishnah Berura says in Siman Reish Chav Hei, Sevkot and Zayin, we know a parent is responsible for the chinuch of his children, says the Mishnah Berura. But chinuch, like all mitzvahs, have shiurim until when you're responsible for the chinuch of a child. Pasha pshat, until a girl is bas mitzvah, until a boy is bar mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berura that indeed, once the child becomes that age, you no longer have a chi of chinuch. But that doesn't change what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says that there's an obligation of musr, and that, as long as a parent has an obligation, has the ability to influence the children, our Gemara says, you're responsible. There's a very interesting discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. Our Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was held responsible because his neighbor, a woman, allowed her cow to go out that way. We know that women are obligated in all mitzvahs, lois asay, but women are obligated in mitzvahs asay, are not obligated in mitzvahs asay, shezman groma. So the Miches Chinuch says that from where we're learning our entire perek, the concept of shvisas behema, that we're not allowed to allow on animals to work on Shabbos. The Pasuk says, leman yenuach, sharcha, v'chamorcha, which is a mitzvahs asay. So asks, that's where we learn Shvisas Behema. So asks the Miches Chinuch, L'man Yenuach is a Mitzvah Saseh Shezman Groma. Women, we know, are part of Mitzvah Saseh Shezman Groma. So why was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah responsible if his neighbor, a woman, violated Shvisas Behema? Shvisas Behema is a Mitzvah Saseh Shezman Groma that she's not obligated altogether in. Miches Chinuch's question. Answers, the Rabbi Kiv Eger, that Shvisas Behema apply to women as well. Because we know that women, the Gemara says, are obligated in Kiddush. Because the Pasuk says, Zochar Shoyim Shabbos L'Kotshoy, and the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Chof Amud Beis says that in the Aseres HaDibris, in Parshas Yisroi, it says, Zochar Shoyim Shabbos. The Seres HaDibris in Parshas V'Schanan, it says, Shomer Shem HaShabbos, Zochav V'Shomer B'Dibbe Echad, Kosh Yeshna B'Shomer, which is a mitzvah slice to say, Yeshna B'Zochar. So says the Ran, that since we have this famous Hekish of Zochav V'Shomer, says the Ran, that comes to teach us that Shabbos is different than all other mitzvahs to say, Shazman Groma. And therefore, even though women are typically exempt for mitzvah sasasha's man groma, here, since Zachar v'Shomer are connected, women are chayiv and all mitzvah sasasha's man groma of Shabbos. And therefore, we understand why this woman was responsible for Shvisas Behema, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was responsible to say something to her. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Sefer Yakra de Malka. He says that b'toich shloim michaba, that because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't say anything, nikras al shema. What does this mean? Nikras al Shema means it's considered like it's his animal. It's not his animal. He should have said something, as we learned, and we're going to learn. But you can't say it's his animal. So why is it called Nikras al Shema? So he says a beautiful pshat. He says this animal caused Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as we're going to learn, to do tshuva. What are we in the world for? We're in the world for to do tshuva, to do ma'asim tovim. This animal that caused Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to do tshuva, Nikras al Shema. That's the animal that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is connected to most, because this animal brought Rabbi Elazar to the tachlis of why he and we are in the world.